Hello, all you positive heads out there. It is so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here. And we just ask that you bring an open heart and open mind to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce that on January 18th, originally January 5th, but I needed to push it back a bit, I'm going to be freely gifting each of you my very first book, The Golden Key, Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. In the book, which was initially shown to me in a dream and has been followed by a next level amount of synchronicity, by the way, I share the keys to manifesting abundance that I've personally discovered over 20 plus years of trial, error, and deep exploration of these perspectives, as well as one golden key that ultimately ties them all together. Also, I would like to invite you to participate in a unique abundance manifestation game with me and the other readers that is outlined in detail at the end of the book and at the book's website, goldenkey.gift, where readers will also share the inspiring results of their abundance manifestation experiments. So if you're wanting 2021 to be the year that you alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level, head over to goldenkey.gift to sign up to accept my golden gift to you right when it comes out.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome one and all. I thank you so much for joining me today. And you guys, today is a super special day because I am sitting here with one of my favorite people in the world, Tracy Mahan. Thank you for being here with me, Tracy.
Favorite people. Now I have so much to live up to.
Totally. I mean, you...
Hello, everyone.
You are absolutely one of my favorite people, and I'm really grateful that you are here with me today.
I feel the same, and here Thank we are you. Sharing space, and I love it because that's not something we get to do a lot of these days.
No, it's not, and it's so nice to actually be in the flesh and see your beautiful face. And
I know you're looking at me.
I know.
It's weird. It's weird. We're actually looking at each other and not just having a headset on and talking. So
right. Yeah. Tracy and I are currently in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It is this lady's birthday that we are celebrating. So we thought we would both hop on and talk today. And we've been having a lot of conversations since we've been together about light workers in the world and what our job is right now and what we're all doing. And so we thought we'd have a little talk about that. And I bet you guys might maybe be like, oh, is that why I'm doing what I'm doing?
And my guess is you're already picking up on our vibe of, hey, what are the waste showers up to these days? So why not just include you in the conversation?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, and if you guys haven't heard Tracy before, Tracy is also a QHHT practitioner, a level three QHHT practitioner. And so we both have a lot of experience with doing QHHT sessions. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our clients have been having great experiences lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of mysteries of what's happening behind the scenes going on.
Exactly. Behind the scenes. Yeah. And so tell me one of the things that you've been seeing come up in your sessions.
So we were talking a little bit ago, and this is what inspired us, I think, is I was sharing how I've had clients that were going out of body during their sleep state or meditation and going into the inner earth and healing and working with the crystals. So the earth is shifted and crystals have been cracked and not quite the frequency, their highest frequency, whatever it is. And more than one client had talked about going in and working with the crystals, healing the inner earth crystals, healing the earth itself from the inside out. I'm a believer in the inner earth civilization as well. So, you know, a lot of them are connected to the collectives that live within the planet. and talking about how they would go in and communicate with the crystals, with the earth, with the minerals of the earth, with healing the grids that are on the earth and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of things going on off planet, on planet. So it's quite a topic. And I think if you're not aware that you're doing that and this is resonating, you're probably one of the ones that are exiting the body at night when you're in a sleep state. You know, why not set the intention to do it while you're in meditation so that you can actually participate in it on that conscious level and remember it.
And remember it. Yeah. Yeah. A little bit more, because sometimes even meditation can feel like a dream when you come out of it. Because it's the same state.
Yeah.
Totally. It's the same brainwave state. So you brought up the grid workers. And that one I love, because what I've been seeing a lot in the grid workers is these are the clients who come in feeling so alone. Mm-hmm. They've come into this world so, so alone. And their families don't get them. They're the crazy one, right? they feel like the outcast. They don't really know where they quite fit in. And they're looking for their tribe.
Yeah.
Well, grid workers, I love you so much. And you know I've been telling you that you're never, ever alone. But the reason why you are in the place that you're in is because your light needs to be in that place, on that point. You're here doing a job. And this aloneness that you feel is only temporary, and it's there for you to learn that you're really not. You're really not alone. You're connected to this huge grid of all these other light workers working with you.
Light workers, angels, guides, galactic beings, benevolent energies all over. I mean, we're so expansive. And that's the other thing that's really been becoming clear is how we're having multiple experiences in multiple dimensions, and to not get so, I mean, yes, we got to have the human experience. Mm-hmm. Don't totally detach from that, but open your mind to the idea that you are having experiences on other levels as well, other dimensions. And when we get connected to that, then we get to remember that a little bit better. And, you know, we were talking about, should I share the reflexology experience where I had a friend of mine was doing some reflexology on me, and I totally went out of body and went on a space station and had a complete experience of walking through the space station, felt very familiar to me. And I got to remember that because I was open to the idea that these things exist and that that is another reality. So, you know, as we open our minds, as we keep ourselves in this idea that there's so much more out there. And as we keep raising our vibration, we have access to even more. And so it's like, think about the thing that is most mind expanding for you, you know, cosmos, multiverse, whatever it might be. And then know that as you keep learning more and raising your vibration, there's something else beyond that.
Mm.
And isn't that mind-blowing? Yeah. It's like, what could it possibly be? And that's what keeps me going, is because I know as we keep learning and we keep growing, they're going to keep sharing more.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have access to more. And so that's part of the fun experience, I think, of being human, is, you know, coming in and being that explorer, being open to what else is out there and what's happening on our planet,
mm-hmm.
and how are we participating in that and healing it and making it a better place to live? And yeah, we're seeing a lot of chaos happening, but you know, healing takes that sometimes, right?
Yeah. I think it's a necessary part of healing to get down into the nitty gritty, the ugly dirt and mire muck, you know, to understand.
Well, think of the body. When you get an infection, what, you get the fever to fight it, right? So it feels worse before it feels better.
Always.
So, you know, we're in the fever.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a it's a really, really important part of the process, because once you come out of it,
mm-hmm.
then you really appreciate where you are. And that's like the whole point, right?
Yeah, so powerful.
Yeah. And, you know, I love what you were just saying there about the remembrance, and that this really is just a physical vehicle. This is just like a meat suit that we're wearing in this lifetime to come and have all these fun learning experiences.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
see, this is where temporary. I like the avatar body, because it gives you that concept that your consciousness can go from this body over to this body. And there was less attachment to the actual physical body as you become the awareness that you are that consciousness that's in the body.
Yes.
And so I love that movie for that epiphany for me. You know, it's like, it's just a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
When you trade your car off for a new car, you know, you might miss some things about your old car, but hey, you got this new car with new bells and whistles, right? So as we look at our bodies as those vehicles, and yeah, we want to get as much mileage as we can out of these things, but you know, it's not the end all when we leave them.
So. Right. Yeah. And remembering our totality, really. And it's interesting. I was on the flight over here. I was reading the, a bit of the Nag Hammadi scriptures. That's the book I decided to bring with me on the plane. I know. Why do I choose?
She's such a simpleton.
But I was reading, I think it's, I forget which book. Maybe it was The Secret Book of James. But it's Jesus talking about just this. He's talking about this is just a vehicle. If you remember who you are and that you are the child of the Father.
Yeah.
And that is it. That's it. That's all you need to know. Forget about this. This is all holding you back. I mean, Jesus said it way different, you guys. He didn't say anything like this.
I'm paraphrasing.
But yeah, I'm totally paraphrasing. But this was his point, and these are the scriptures that didn't make it into the Bible.
Right.
You know, they were only found in 1945. And the Bible that we do have has been changed quite a bit. And
that's
so
a
to
nice
hear,
way to put it.
Yeah. And so to hear these stories that Jesus was talking about, this multidimensionality, you know, he was trying to teach it back then.
Yeah.
He was saying, you can come home whenever you want. You don't have to, you don't have to do this. This is a choice that you make. It's so easy to see, you guys. It's so easy. Yeah. This is why I'm here to help you, you know, to help you see this. And we're all doing that now. Mm-hmm. We really are. There's so much awakening happening. And all you light workers that didn't know you were a light worker before, I think you're starting to get it. I know a lot of you are because you're waking up and it's like hitting you like blindside, like, holy cow, what's happening? Yeah. I know this because I've seen so many of you. Have you? Have you seen?
Oh my gosh, I'm telling you. One of the fun parts about, I know there's not a lot to look and reflect real positive on the virus, but with the lockdowns, with things that are happening, people are waking up. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you how many clients I've had where they said, oh, and the, you know, well, at the time it was 6 months since the first time that we were put on restrictions. And they're like, oh yeah, the last 6 months I've just been on this super expansive journey. And, you know, that is one thing that we can really look at is people have had to go inward. Mm-hmm. They've had to face things, you know, you don't get to run away from it anymore. Never. Now you're not just in lockdown, you're in lockdown. You're with the people that you're going to have to work things out with. You don't get to move away from that. And, you know, we're doing so much healing, and I want you to look at it like healing, like what an opportunity.
Yeah.
What an opportunity this is to look at what's surfacing for you. Why are you feeling restricted or triggered or, you know, put in this place of frustration and anger and anxiety if that's happening for you? And not everybody's having that experience. Some people are really enjoying and in a bliss mode for all of this. I see both sides.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you could be experiencing both. Mm-hmm. I had that happen where I'm like, wow, this side of everything that's going on is just so amazing and everything I ever wished for. And then I'm over here struggling with this side. You know, it's like, ooh, family things going on. Oh, but this area is really thriving. And so I'm trying to find balance in that. And it's like, how do I merge these energies and find that balance and that happy place with everything in life? And so that's been a journey for me. And I know that others are going through those similar things, or some are just really going through a dark night of the soul, and others are just like, man, everything is so heavenly. And so we got people on all parts of the spectrum, right?
Yeah.
And we're all having our experience with it. And you can't compare yourself to anybody else.
Good
Please
point. Thank you for saying that.
Do not do that. Yeah. Because you are on your own personal journey. So
this is what's going to hold people back. If you do that, you guys, don't look at all those people out there who are so intuitive and so, you think they're so connected and they're getting all the messages and all these things, and you feel like, well, I can't do that. And I want to do that.
Yeah.
And you want to go really quick, like A to Z. Just be really, really happy with where you are in the present, you guys. Mm-hmm. It's so important to not compare yourself to anyone else in terms of like abilities or connection or any of that, because all that's going to do is hold you back. It's like what I was talking about last week about trying. You don't try. You know, when you get out of your way, this stuff just comes to you because it is you. It is part of you. You are already connected. There's nothing that you need to do in order to make it happen. you try to make it and you're going to continue to keep it not happening, right?
Yeah. Because get out of the trying.
Yeah.
Get into doing.
Yeah. 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 And the doing just happens when you just stop and get out of the way. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's so beautiful. It really is so easy. This connection really, you guys, is within all of us. Every single one of you is intuitive. Yeah. Whether you feel like you are or not, you are. And so this comparison game is just gonna, it can just keep you back and not actually let your gift really shine through.
Yeah.
Before we continue on with today's episode, I'd like to take a quick moment to tell you about our sponsor, NewCalm. As you all know, mindfulness and meditation are key components to being the best version of ourselves. Not only does NewCalm help with sleep, as I mentioned before, but it also helps get you into a deep, transcendental meditative state. It doesn't matter if you're just starting your mindfulness practice or you've been practicing meditation for years, NewCalm will allow you to make the most out of mindfulness sessions. NewCalm shifts you into the calming brainwave states of meditation and slows your breathing. It's the only system of its kind that's clinically proven in over 1 million sessions to improve your sleep, reduce your stress, boost your recovery without drugs and side effects, because it uses 3 non-invasive, non-pharmaceutical items, all of which come in your monthly subscription. So if you'd like to feel better rested and less stressed in 2021, head over to positivenewcalm.com, where Positive Head listeners will get 50% off a 30-day subscription of NewCalm, which also comes with a money-back guarantee. That's positivenewcalm.com. Check it out.
One of the other things, if you're up for it, let's talk a little bit about timelines colliding.
Good, because I was going to go there next anyway, Tracy. This is why Tracy is so much fun.
When we share the brain, it's always good, right? So one of the things that's been coming to my attention also is that we're, you know, before, say, even a year ago, we had all these timelines and we've been narrowing them down, right? Mm-hmm. As we keep ascending, we keep narrowing them down. And what they've been showing me is I've had people coming to me, multiple people, saying, I have memory loss. I have memory loss. And so we're asking, where's the memory loss coming from? You know, why is that happening? Why is this a consistent? This is an ascension symptom. Because what's happening is you got more than one timeline going on and they're colliding. And what's happening is, you might have had an experience on one timeline and then you bounce to another one and somebody's remembering a conversation from the one you weren't on and you think you forgot it. But you never had it because you were on a different timeline at that time and now you're on this one. And then you're going to bounce back to the other one. Then you're going to bounce to a third one. And so there's going to be things going on that make you feel like you're losing it a little bit. So if you're having that experience, and then I want you to share whatever's coming in for you with that. But if you are having that experience where you feel like you're like, did I forget that? When did we have that conversation? I don't remember that. Know that your consciousness was probably on a different timeline and you hadn't been downloaded with that conversation yet. So
I love that. That is such a good reminder and really great way to look at it too. It's like, you're not losing your mind. Your focus was just in a different place.
And the veil is so thin with that right now that you're kind of in both realities.
Yeah.
So,
and like we were talking about a little earlier with our multidimensional aspects, right? It's like, we are always a multidimensional being. We are already existing on multiple different timelines and different dimensions all the time, but we are aware of this life and we are in this focus. And so that's what we see. And that's what we're supposed to be seeing because that's what we chose to do at this time. But yeah, because we are going through this energetic shift and we are, as humans, moving with the earth into her new timeline, because she's already there and we're just trying to catch up with her.
Yeah,
really. But yes, the timelines, and you guys, we've talked about this, you know, on the show before about the timelines coming closer together. And when they're really close, it's really easy to jump back and forth and confuse the ever living hell out of us. But, but you know, I mean, it's kind of fun too at the same time. And then to be aware of maybe this is just a different timeline. And the way you can actually tell what timeline that you're on is, like, by the way it feels, right?
Okay, yeah.
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 Like, is this the happy timeline? Is this the most beneficial timeline that I need to be on for my growth and development? Or is this the timeline that I don't want to be on? Is this the one that
and
makes
we do
me
get
unhappy?
To choose. And
we do get to choose.
This is our free will. We get to choose which one are we going to be on.
Yeah. And that's what we're doing right now. That's why we're going through this mess. So we're forced to choose because we don't have an option right now. The timelines are going to be spreading out again.
Yeah.
And depending on, you know, your choice, you're going to be on one of those. I mean, this is going to take a while, so don't get scared, y'all. this isn't happening.
This isn't overnight.
Yeah, no. This is not an event that's going to happen at a specific time or a specific place.
It's not a calendar date.
Absolutely not. This is an individual process for each one of us that the energy is present for and available in this long time window, right?
Yeah.
And whenever we decide to catch that wave that is coming our way, then we catch it and we ride it.
And, you know, we can use, without bringing up current events, but current events that are going on. I don't watch the news.
Me neither.
I might watch a few little shows on, like pick a movie on Netflix or something like that. It's not that I don't watch TV. I just don't watch the news. I don't watch anything live. I don't even watch anything that's been recorded really in this decade, maybe even. I don't know. You know, the movies and stuff I pick to watch. But what happens is I kind of isolate myself from what's going on outside my walls, right? Mm-hmm. So my reality is that. I have this reality where I work. I love my work, so I'm enjoying that. And then I have my family, and I love my family, so I'm enjoying that. And, whatever's going on in my little world is going on. And then every once in a while, somebody will peek in and go, hey, did you see this? Blah, blah, blah. And they'll plop it on me. And all of a sudden, now I'm on that timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the ways that I can relate to what you're saying about how do you know what timeline you're on?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, gosh, all week I've just been in this wonderful little place in this little Tracy soup, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I'll speak to somebody outside of that little circle of my world, and they're going to plop something on me that's happening in current events or whatever in their reality, and all of a sudden I'm brought into that, and it's like, do I want that timeline?
Right.
You know, that feels a little intense to me. I think I'm going to go back to my little world over here.
My little pod.
Yeah, my little pod. And I do want to say to people, I know that there can be a lot of, you can't put your head in the sand.
Yeah.
Don't put your head in the sand. You got to know what's going on out there. You got to know what's happening. My experience with the lightworker journey is I've talked to a lot of lightworkers. Some lightworkers are here to keep the peace, to keep the vibration high. Some people are here to be the warriors. Mm-hmm. You have to know who you are, because if you're here to keep the peace and you're trying to be the warrior, you're not doing either.
Yeah.
So
that's a good point.
I'm drawn to being the peacekeeper, keeping the high vibration.
Yes.
And that's been my journey work. And it took me until about 6 months ago to figure that out.
This is huge, Tracy.
Yeah. And all of a sudden I was able to let go of the guilt I felt for not, you know, being the protester, not being the person out there on the front lines. You know, it's like I never felt called to that, but I felt guilty as a light worker that why don't I feel like I should be out there doing that? Well, then I got the information that I'm not supposed to be, because it until I can figure out how to keep the high vibration in that scenario, then me being there is actually a deficit to my purpose.
Exactly. That's exactly what's happening. And I love that you're saying this. This is so incredibly important to understand, because we all have a purpose here. We all have a job to do here. And yes, some of us are the warrior that is supposed to go out and do that.
And be the protester.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And to be very aware of what's going on and to be able to hold your light in that, because you came in knowing how to do that already.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then there's others of us, and I feel like the grid keepers are these, the ones that are there to hold the light in the place. And that means
that gives me chills.
Yeah, yeah. Me too. If you could see us, our arms are both goosebumping up, but the grid worker job is to hold the space of the light, which means you need to make your bubble. You literally need to maintain this space, this bubble of yours, to shut out all of that exterior stuff that isn't part of your bubble that you're creating, because you are creating this space and you are a beacon.
Yeah.
And in order to be the beacon that shines, you can't have that disturbance, because all it does for this light worker that I'm talking about too, like for us, Tracy and I are very similar in this way.
Yeah.
It brings our light down, because it hurts us so badly. And it's not that, like, for me, it's not a balancing. It's just like, that's so devastating.
Yeah.
That hurts me inside. And I need to keep that vibe up so I can actually help to heal that, because I understand that what's in one is in the whole. And that if I keep my vibe as high as possible, that is what I am then doing to help heal the world. If I'm doing any other thing, I'm not helping.
Yeah.
I'm not helping. I'm not doing my job.
Right. Yeah. The light, the higher frequency is more needed than another person on the front line.
Another person complaining about this, that, or the other, or, you know, for me,
bringing those injustices to justice, right? And it needs to be done.
It does. Absolutely.
But yeah, we need the cheerleaders too, right? We need the game players and we need the cheerleaders. Yes. And
the trifecta, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like that's a big thing. When you just said that, I saw the trifecta. I saw like there's the ones doing the job. Uh-huh. There's the ones holding the space. And then there's also the ones like keeping track, asking the questions, keeping the balance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All of that is necessary.
And we all work together. I mean, all you work know together. Warriors, I know warriors. Yep. And what happens when they start feeling a little drained, a little pulled down? We're the ones that are going to get them back up there. We're the ones that are going to be like, okay, hang in there. You're doing a great job. We need you. We have to have you here. You're amazing. Keep your light going. You know, we're here to encourage it. We're here to keep you guys, the ones that are the warriors on the front line. My God, we love you. You know, we're following you. We're supporting you. We're keeping you in our thoughts and our prayers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I think we all play such a significant role. Just
absolutely.
What role resonates with you and find it. Because, yeah, like I said, I've been doing this for how many years? And it wasn't until like 6 months ago that I realized this is why I struggle here. You know, I was feeling guilty if I wasn't on, you know, looking at the dirt and the gossip and the hard stuff going on in the world right now. But then when it came clear to me that I have a hard time holding my high frequency if I do that, and the world needs the high frequencies too. We, you know, that was one of the things I was told years ago, and it, and maybe it's in Dolores' books as well, I think it probably is, about how, you know, when the going gets tough, that's when we're really going to be challenged, because we're going to have to stay positive in the worst of times.
Yes.
And how do you do that? Well, we're here. We're in it. We're in the worst of times kind of a scenario. And it's like, how do we keep the high vibration and keep everyone else feeling it as well as best we can? Mm-hmm. And again, the grid work, the, oh my gosh, you guys, there's so many of you that are going through such trials and hard times, and you're finding your way through it, and you're finding the answers, and you're finding your way back to that top of that mountain. And when you do that, I hope you know you put that program into the circuitry, into the collective consciousness, so the next person can get there even quicker. And then when they do that, the next person gets there even quicker.
Yep.
We're all a part of the stair-step system. 100th
monkey.
Yes, the 100th monkey. We're each getting it faster and faster and faster. And look I've been doing this since I was 19 years old. I just turned 50, right? So I've been doing this a little while, and I'm watching people go from where I was to where I am in months.
Yeah. I know.
And it's like, damn it, that took me 30 years.
That took me 20 years. Yeah, whatever it is. Oh, my goodness. It's true.
So,
but the awakening is happening so, so quickly right now for people. It's amazing.
Just powerful.
Yeah.
And so much information out there now, and so much support. And, you know, for me, I had to search for things. I had to find it. And yes, I dated myself really well there. It was before a lot of the internet stuff was really out there for us. And a lot of books have been written since that time.
It's harder for us.
Yeah. So finding my way here, I'm so excited that I took the journey on early in my life. But at the same time what a climb, you know, at a time when family is like, what are you talking about?
Right.
You know, that's not a good idea, you know.
Right. You're definitely like crazy
work
family
and astrology
member,
and you know, people are avoiding you because they don't want to have those conversations.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was some really difficult times.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of relationships fell away because of that. But yet here we are. In 2021, and we have such exciting times ahead, and we have these connections because now we're aware, we're a multidimensional being. Mm-hmm. Didn't know that at 19.
Yeah.
And I had a woman write me a letter when I was probably in my early 30s. She wrote me a letter. Her name was Sunny, and she said, "Do you want me to channel you a letter about your path?" And I was like, "Sure." And keep in mind, at this time, I'm learning auras. What is an aura? Okay.
Brand new.
And she writes me this letter that says, "You are here to communicate with the galactic councils and bring messages to the planet." This whole big letter of it. And I'm looking at that going, is that a thing?
What? Who's that?
What does that mean? I didn't even know what it meant. Yeah. And here I am doing it.
Yeah.
And I found that letter like maybe 2 years ago or a year ago or so. Right when I started channeling Daniel, I ran across that letter. Coincidence? No.
No.
Pristine shape. I put it somewhere where it was just held for me like a time capsule.
Wow.
So amazing. And I ran across it and I read it and I was just, my jaw was on the floor. She nailed everything I was doing.
Wow.
And she had it all right there in that letter. And I know when I got that letter, I had no clue what she was talking about.
Yeah.
And wow, so cool. The fact that I even saved the letter was its own powerful thing, because I really was like, this lady's crazy. Okay.
You know, what is this lady talking about?
And yet here it was. Yeah. So very powerful stuff coming. And you guys are, I know the listeners of your podcast are right there with us and have had these kind of journeys too. Yeah. And if not,
just keep an open mind, you know, just say, oh, I don't know anything about that, but sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll find out some more, you know? Yeah. I think it's really good right now that everything we hear, we just, you know, keep an open mind and we explore it. I think it's really good to just be open to all the possibilities.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to get us to that top of the mountain.
Really. Yes. And the view from there is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's funny. It's funny that when Tracy brought that up, I had a session just last week where this was a big part of the session, where he climbed up, you know, it's treacherous and it's hard, and he gets up there and he's so proud of it, you know, and this accomplishment. He's looking back about how difficult it was, but wasn't that hard, actually, now that he's up there. He's like, I can do that again. It seemed hard going through it, but now that I'm here, oh, look, it wasn't that bad. And he did a little robot dance.
I compare it to, like, pregnancy, right?
Yeah.
It's like you go through the 9 months of pregnancy going, oh, my God, I'm never going to do that again. And about 6 months later, you're like, oh, I want another one.
Yeah, exactly. I forgot how hard that was. This is the benefit is so much better.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you get up to that top of the mountain, and you can do, like, he was doing a robot dance up there. You know, you can do your jig or your whatever dance. In celebration of yourself, you know, be proud of yourself and praise your wins. I think this is something really important for us to do.
Yeah.
Praise our wins. We don't need to be beating ourselves up anymore, y'all. We're light workers. We don't beat each other up or ourselves, right?
And you're not in competition with anybody. Can't say it enough.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big,
there's enough for everyone. You know, every time somebody tells me, oh, I think about taking that QHHT course, or, oh, I'm thinking about doing this and whatever. And it's like, please do, because there's billions of people on this planet, and there is enough for everybody to have plenty of work.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and you know what, you guys?
So you're not in competition.
Totally. If you're called to do something, go with that.
Yeah.
And listen to that call, please. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why it's there. The call is really important. So I know you guys are all hearing a call of one another, and maybe it's just a little inkling of a call. Whatever it is, just listen to yourself, listen to your inner knowing, listening to your inner guidance. Know that you are this huge, multidimensional being that has the access to all these other levels and help surrounding you everywhere. Like, you have a question, you just ask it.
And I have a little encouragement for you, because if you think about it, there's something maybe we said today or something that was said to you in the last year that you really needed to hear. And just think about, what if you have something that someone else really needs to hear? Yeah. You're that person. Mm-hmm. You're their pivotal moment. So, you know, get out there, talk, share, be in your truth, because somebody needs to hear what you have to say.
Plant those seeds and we're going to grow a beautiful garden, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love you so much, Tracy. I thank you so much for joining me. You are the best. You guys, we're going to leave you with a song. This is Drum Spider, The Hidden Temple. Until next time, love you all.
Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me, Tracy. Love you.
Also, before we cue up today's song, I wanted to remind you about the Game with the Universe on our website, where you can choose the first number that comes to your mind, and it'll pull up that episode number of the podcast. I've been saying this is a great way to co-create synchronicity and magic with your higher self for quite some time. And if you go to positivehead.com/universe, there is a super fun and simple interface to play this game with your higher self. I firmly believe just by setting the intention to play in this way, it opens up the door for magic, and it's a synchronistic way to hone in on nuggets of wisdom out of the huge catalog of episodes that are specifically appropriate for you at this time in your journey to becoming the next greatest and greatest version of yourself. And it also makes for a super fun way to spark the curiosity of friends and family by having them choose a number, so they'll hopefully go and check out their number as well, which I greatly appreciate because it helps us to spread the word about the podcast. Once again, the address is positivehead.com/universe. And as a quick reminder, if you're curious to learn more about Purium superfoods and why I take them almost every day, be sure to also check out positivehead.com/transformation. On this journey of becoming the next greatest and grandest version of ourselves that we have all embarked upon, I cannot stress the importance of managing your physical vibration enough. And quite honestly, Purium has put together the simplest plan I've found to do so. I have my favorite, the Appleberry Shake, at least 5 times a week. Once again, to learn more about the Purium Transformation, go to positivehead.com/transformation. Or if you want to keep it simple and just try out my favorite, the Appleberry Shake, you can go straight over to ishoppurium.com and be sure to use code POSITIVEHEAD for 25% off. I'll spell that for you. It's ishoppurium.com. And be sure to use your Positive Head 25% coupon code.